Close your eyes and watch your breath as it comes in, as it goes out. Stay with the breath as it's coming in and as it's going out. Each breath as it comes in, each breath as it goes out. Try to be consistent here. Try to develop some good qualities in the mind. Qualities of mindfulness, the ability to keep something in mind. Alertness, watching what you're doing while you're doing it. And ardency, trying to do this well. This is how the mind grows, is by giving it tasks like this. Good tasks. Getting the mind to settle down so it can see itself more clearly. To try to breathe in a way that feels comfortable. If long breathing doesn't feel good, try shorter breathing, faster, slower, heavier, lighter, deeper, more shallow. Because you want to give the mind a good place to stay, a place where it likes to stay, so it can watch itself in the present moment. Today we're making merit for the princess Pachagidiyapa, the first child of the current king in Thailand. She had a very short life. She dedicated herself to lots of good causes. She was born in a position of privilege, and you can imagine, number one child of the king. But she did a lot to help people without privilege, especially women in prisons, women who were victims of domestic violence. She had lots of campaigns to help these people. So she didn't just sit on her laurels or sit on her privilege. She used it to help other people. It's a good example. When someone has passed away and we like to think about the goodness they've done, to remind ourselves that goodness just doesn't happen. It has to be something that someone makes up their mind they're going to do and dedicates themselves to doing it. And so the human race becomes a good place to live without this kind of goodness. The human race descends to being an animal race pretty quickly. But we think of the good people who lived in the past. Now they've had to pass on. It means that the duties fall to us now. What kind of goodness are we going to do? Because we have our privileges, we have our wealth. There are a lot of people out there with no privileges, no wealth. What can we do to help them? Don't just sit on your status, sit on your position. Think of what you can do with your position to help others. There's a time years back when the previous king of Thailand was offering a royal title to Ajahn Mahabua. And Ajahn Mahabua said he didn't want titles like that. The king said, look, we've created these titles to give honor to people who are good. And if good people don't accept them, what do we have them for? Same way with positions of authority, positions of power in the world. They were put in place so that people could do good for one another. And if people don't do good with them, then why do we have those positions? So think about that as you compare yourself to other people. Don't compare yourself with people higher up than you are. Compare yourself with people further down. What can you do to help them? This is one of the causes for generosity, thinking that you realizing that you have something that other people don't have, and it's not right that you don't share. So think of this as you go through life. Don't think about the things you lack. Think about the things you have more than enough of. You don't have material things. You don't have much status. At least you have your time. You have your strength. You have your intelligence. You have your goodwill. You have the gift of forgiveness too. These are things you can share. As you share them, you become a better person, and the human race becomes a better race. Society becomes a better society to be in. So when someone has passed on like this, this is the most useful use of our time. We make merit dedicated to them. If they know of this and appreciate it, then it becomes their merit. But the best thing to do is to think about the fact that someday we're going to be passing on. And what do we leave behind? We're going to leave some goodness behind. So people appreciate us and then try to carry on that goodness as well. This is what makes the human race a good place to be.